What's up, everybody? Jake Carter here, your daily dose of real talk on Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can completely shift your perspective and actually change how you feel, cultivating gratitude. I know what you're thinking, gratitude? That sounds a little cheesy. Trust me, it's not about wearing tie-dye and chanting namaste every morning. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good stuff in your life, even when things get tough. And let me tell you, that can make all the difference. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate the little things, the moments of joy, the people who lift us up. But here's the thing. Gratitude is like a superpower. It can turn that negativity spiral into a positive feedback loop, making you feel happier, healthier, and more resilient. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about acknowledging both the good and the not so good, and choosing to focus on what you can be grateful for. You know that feeling when you hit a snag at work? Instead of spiraling into stress mode, try shifting your perspective. What can you learn from this situation? Who can you reach out to for support? Second, start small. Don't feel pressured to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with simple things. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a funny text from a friend. These little moments of joy add up. Make it a habit to notice and appreciate the good stuff throughout your day. Third, express your gratitude. Saying thank you goes a long way. It's not just about expressing appreciation to others. It's also about appreciating yourself and acknowledging your own strengths and accomplishments. Write down what you're grateful for in a journal. Send a heartfelt text to someone who has made a difference in your life, or simply take a moment to reflect on the things that bring you joy. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment allows you to fully experience the good things around you. When you're focused on your phone, checking emails, or constantly worrying about the future, you miss out on those little moments of beauty and connection. Take a few deep breaths, savor your meals, listen to the birds singing, be fully present in each moment. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels harder than others. But keep practicing, keep focusing on the positive, and you'll start to see a real difference in your life. Ever felt like you were drowning in negativity? You know that feeling when everything just seems bleak and hopeless? I've been there. It's tough, but trust me, cultivating gratitude can be a game changer. Imagine this. You're having a rough day, work is stressful, traffic is a nightmare, and your favorite coffee shop is out of oat milk, the absolute worst. But instead of letting those frustrations snowball, you remember to take a moment to appreciate the small wins. Maybe you finished a challenging project at work, or a cute dog greeted you with tail wags on your walk home. By focusing on these little things, you shift your perspective and start feeling a bit lighter. It's like magic. Remember, gratitude isn't about being naive or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging the good amidst the chaos, choosing to focus on what matters, and building a more positive and resilient life. So, let's recap. Cultivating gratitude means embracing both the good and the not so good, starting small, expressing appreciation, practicing mindfulness, and remembering that it's a journey. These simple practices can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Ready to tap out of negativity and embrace gratitude? Start by noticing 3 things you're grateful for right now. Could be anything from the smell of fresh air to a supportive friend. Then, share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of positivity. Let's spread the gratitude. Until next time, keep it real and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.